The Burrville Town Council took a position against this legislation the night the House floor overwhelmingly approved the House version of the bill. At committee hearings for the Senate version of the bill, lawmakers repeatedly told Burrville residents they couldn't support a bill opposed by their town council, State Senator Frank Lombardi.
Town council, good, bad, or indifferent in Burrville, chose to entertain this project. It chose to enter into tax treaty discussions, and it chose to communicate to us its inclination to support this for the betterment of the town, at least as they depict it.
Lombardi said approving such legislation would flood the General Assembly with requests to intervene anytime there's a controversial project. Town Manager Michael Wood said the town council remains neutral on the proposed power plant, despite its strong opposition to the bills.
It doesn't indicate support or not support for the project. We believe that the tax agreement is vital to have in place because we are not in control of the approval of the plant.
Wood says the council hadn't shared any details on the pending tax treaty until recently because they didn't want to compromise the negotiation. That's prompted residents like Terry Lacey to lose trust in their town councilors. She and several residents went looking for answers from their councilors last week about why they opposed the legislation, but she says they didn't get any.
What bothers me so much about this whole thing is I think that there are members of this town council who believe that the people of Burrville are stupid people, that we don't have the common sense to know a good deal when we see one.
Lacey says some residents in Burrville who don't want the power plant would vote against any tax deal, no matter how good it is. But she says people want to see a strong tax deal go through, especially if the power plant is already a done deal.
They just pull the rug out from under us. Any hope we had of possibly having a voice in this, they just took it away from us without even us care about anybody in this town.
The bill's dying in committee was a victory for developer Invenergy and labor and business groups that say the bills were anti-business and could have set dangerous precedents for future infrastructure projects. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.